Justin Wayne.
Where'd you wake up? Where'd you go wrong? Where'd you wake up feeling this morning? Did you step outside? Did you go around? How'd you wake up feeling this morning? Did you make it far? Far? Where'd you wake up in the morning? Did you look inside? Did you look around? How'd you wake up feeling this morning?
A band called Dirty Proper, dirtyproper.com. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. Fantastic band. And Randy and I were just talking. If you're in Nashville, let us know, because I'm interested, because I know what I told Randy was, is that no, it's okay. It doesn't have to just be country. And I was just listening to their album earlier today, and they do have a couple of country songs, or country, more thick with country, but country is sort of you know, melding in with that sort of pop rock stuff. And you know, I mean, obviously there've been crossovers for a long, long time, and forever, since the beginning of country. But certainly Dirty Proper does a good job of doing both, doing a little bit of both, and doing it well. So check them out, dirtyproper.com. Thanks to Randy as well for sending them our way. Of course, in this next hour of music and chat, we are going to chat with Elizabeth Wood. Liveunsigned.com is a music listings website, not unlike Tour Dates, although Live Unsigned just does unsigned music, micro labels, stuff like that. So, and Tour Dates does major gigs and stuff like that. But I think, as well as Tour Dates does focus around the world, I think Live Unsigned has really done a lot of work in its infancy with nailing some of those, that sort of world market, at least a big couple of big places, which we'll talk more about with Elizabeth in a minute. We're going to play some more music though for you from my little library of music, stuff that I want to get out to you before obviously Christmas comes along. This is a brand new track, and I'm interested to see what you think of it. It is a band out of Bath. It has come to me from Colin. They cited Colin when they sent stuff in, so thank you, Colin, of the Ouroboros podcast, ouroboros.co.uk, if you want to check out Colin's show. Always has good music and good ideas and chat if you're a cyclist at all, if you're a Chicago Bears football fan, which I don't know if Colin knows. We're going to the Monday Night Football. Well, I shouldn't say that. I better not say that on air. Never mind. I didn't say anything. Right. Quite worried about the collapse of the dome, of the Metrodome at the moment. Let's just say that. Anyway, this band they're from where Colin is from, so I'm sure Colin has seen them live many times. They're called The Haiku. They're from Bath in London, and this is a tune. I'd actually just played the other tune they sent me on the Made in the UK show, but this particular song I didn't play. It is called Time, and you're listening to The Justin Wayne Show. We're going to speak to Elizabeth Wood in a moment.
Feel like I'm stuck in a hole and I can't get free. Rushing by. passes by slower than ever before. Life is rushing by. Life is rushing by. I feel like I'm stuck in a hole and I can't get free. Wake up today and I know that it's going to be just like yesterday, just like tomorrow.
As promised in the virtual studio here at the Just a Wayne Show, we have Elizabeth Wood with liveandunsigned.com. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine today. Thank you.
And you're coming to us from Berlin, but you obviously don't sound like you're a native Berliner. It's kind of interesting. I suppose we'll talk about that in a minute. But we first want to hear, for those of us, or those of people that are listening to the show that haven't been there yet, what is liveunsigned.com? Just give us a little brief overview, if you would.
Live Unsigned is not the competition Live and Unsigned. We've had the domain for over 10 years and been waiting to build something for it. The idea behind it was a quick-fire listings site that could be found worldwide. And the focus is for unsigned and micro-label artists, so there's absolutely no major label artists on this site. And it came about because I got to that, me and my boyfriend run a internet applications design shop, and we got to Berlin, and my main passion in life, I've always been in bands, always go to small gigs, was this kind of thing. And it was because we had such trouble finding our way around in Berlin that the site came about. So I was investigating the Berlin scene and thought there needed to be a central hub for small venues, small gigs, unsigned artists.
Yeah, because that's all that some of us can afford to go to sometimes. You can't go out every single night of the week and spend £30 on a ticket to a big, huge concert, can you?
No, but it's also so much more fun. Don't get much enjoyment out of the few large gigs I've been to. I much prefer the intimate one where you can pass the bands in the bar and get talking to them and discover something by yourself rather than it's being fed to you through the mainstream media. Yeah,
something you can hand off to your friends and say, "I found this last night in a deep dark pub around this corner."
Much more exciting. Far more experiences happen that way.
So it sort of started as a way for you guys started finding your way around Berlin and said, hey, we should, maybe more people should know how to do this. And what sort of made you, but that was after you'd bought the domain name liveunsigned.com, which it sort of makes sense for that Live Unsigned, for that to be bands. How did that sort of come about?
It's kind of uncanny. I think my boyfriend bought the name even before he knew me about 10 years ago, and he's the technical one, he's the programmer, he's not really, he gets dragged along to gigs by me, but he just thought it was such a fantastic name that he bought it, when he was starting his web business back in, before 2000, around 1990 or something like that. He actually began getting involved in the web very early on and bought up lots of domains, well, about 5 or 6 domains he thought would be great ideas for businesses in the future.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, Live Unsigned was my passion because I've always been in bands all my life, and needing to know where to play was one of the first things I wanted to do when I got to Berlin.
Yeah. Well, because it is one of those things sometimes. You have a band that you really like, and sometimes they don't have enough time to promote the gigs that they're doing. And, you know, they're just worried about getting themselves to the gigs. So sometimes you miss them before, the, you know, oh, did you go to you know, the big gig last night? You're like, no, I didn't. I didn't even know. I would have been. So I think that certainly putting money into bands' pockets this way of sort of creating this sort of central hub of where people can go and say, what's going on tonight in this area? Oh, brilliant. Done. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite a lot of work. You have to really search. I know that Last FM has all these concerts, a lot of concerts in there. However, pouring through tons and tons of sign bands in order to get to what I'm after, which is the interest in little bands, is quite hard work. Mm. So, yeah. So, hopefully it will be useful to people.
Yeah. What kind of numbers are you getting on the site now as far as bands? Have you guys got loads and loads of bands now? And because you're all over the world as well, so that really makes it. So if I check it in London when I'm here all the time, and then maybe I go back home to Minneapolis, then I don't know what's going on, so I can go back to Live Unsigned and I can find out what's happening in Minneapolis as well.
Well, we've really concentrated on, because we've got friends and musician friends in New York, in California, in Berlin, and in London.
All right.
So those are the first four scenes that we've really sort of attacked, and we have tons and tons of venues and added artists for lots of those cities.
Okay.
And probably about 250 have signed up themselves between those cities. And then there are dotted as far as the Philippines and where else, even a couple in Moscow. But we have been quite diligent about checking out regional information and making sure the way that the venues are categorized by venue, by sub-region in each country has been done by a native or somebody who at least knows their way around. So it is built for trying to entice people, you know, and we are working on translations to pull in our global audience.
Well, that's what you were saying. So you're working on the German and the Italian translation, because those are big indie markets at the moment as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Italy, and there is a particularly good alternative squat scene that I'm very interested in sort of promoting through the site. Hmm. Both Berlin and Italy have these legalized squat venues where I think the most exciting kind of gigs, underground gigs, happen. So that's why we've concentrated on also Italy, because of the forthcoming, because we've got a guy working on squat articles on the blog at the moment. So focusing on trying to draw in the Italian scene and Berlin scene at the moment, and those should be live by Christmas.
All right.
Two translations for those two countries.
Very cool. Now I've never heard squat before, and maybe I'm making myself sound silly, but will you explain that to us?
Well, that's the latest article on our blog. It went live last week.
All right.
And basically, yeah, I mean, that's a large house, usually a large house, it could be a tiny flat, that has been unused for ages, boarded up windows, no one's using it. People break in to live there initially, but it does attract. You will find an awful lot of musicians, particularly those who are struggling to get by and don't have much money. They are drawn to squatting at some stage in their lives, and a lot of concerts get organized. Often they're illegal, but it just so happens that over time, if you've had tenure for enough time, you can actually become a legal squat. You know, you pay for your electricity, and the community and the government realize that you're actually doing something better than leaving the house empty.
Right.
And a lot of, in Berlin, I mean, there's no real squats anymore. There's a lot of legalized squats, but it's very much the history, and it's very much part of the scene, these sort of large buildings which go on all night with gigs and raves.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just too square these days to have experienced something like that.
Yeah, well, people get scared about it. I mean, I'm taking around tourist friends who visited, and they see rats outside or something and get a bit scared about it. But really, they're very welcoming and, I don't know, very very fun place to be, I think. And very cheap also. You often only pay what you can on the door.
That's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do they do all sorts of different kinds of artists? Do they have like theme nights? I suppose it just depends on the type of gig it is.
Well, you're not going to get mainstream pop, but I mean, you can.
Matt Cardo's not going to show up and do a cameo.
No.
Obviously, being
totally my favorite music is punk music, so I've gone to those gigs. However, they have got experimental jazz goes on in these squats. You even see ballet performances in these squats. A lot of mixture with the electronic scene, and beats and dub. Mm. So it's a wide variety. Just the punk music.
Cool. So for our artists at Recharge Radio, or listening to the show right now, what do they have to do to get involved with your site, and what kind of do they have to go back, you know, every so often and add all their gigs, or how does the integration work with an artist into the site?
Well, first of all, come along and do a search for your band's name, because you might well be on there. We've done an awful lot of adding of bands ourselves. I mean, there's over 2,000 artists. Or is it just under? Sorry, I just must check. It's nearly 2,000 artists.
Yeah.
1,870 artists at the moment we've got on there. So about 60% of that is us adding them ourselves.
All right.
Adding them ourselves, sorry. And then we contact the artist by email and just tell them about the site and encourage them to upload a track and just check that their profile is as they want it. So do a search, check whether your band's online already. And if it's not, then just go to the artist page and click add artist. And you don't have to be the artist to add the artist, your manager, your friends. It's like Wikipedia in the fact that it's open and anyone could create a listing.
Sure.
And hopefully that way it encourages more content and passionate people, whether they're in a band or not, will add shows to the site. It doesn't take long to sign up, but you can also just log in with your Facebook account. So, and then that's instant. If you just click allow, you'll be able to log in the future, just like that. Yeah. But watch out, Facebook has got a weird thing that it once you log out of Live Unsigned, it will log you out of Facebook, which I don't know, could get annoying. So if that is going to annoy you, create yourself a Live Unsigned account.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
My wife was just saying how she doesn't log into Facebook anymore because it's already logged in for her.
If you're logged into Facebook, you can just log in automatically, and you'll have the same session basically.
All right. Cool.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It does make sense.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, cool. So we can hopefully we'll get some people over to you and get them signed up on the site. So you've already done a bunch of sort of marketing towards artists to get them on the site and get them adding gigs and stuff like that. What does the site look like when you're adding a gig? Is it quite simple and easy?
Yeah, it should be. I've tried to design it as easily as possible, as simple as possible. The sort of model with Craigslist, you know, as easy as Craigslist to add a show.
Well, because Facebook and MySpace are difficult to add gigs, and I always found, especially Facebook, you're like trying to add an event. You know, what is this? How many little fields do I have to fill in? I don't know.
Well, if the venue already exists in our system, it will be much quicker.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, we've really tried to find all the venues we can that are applicable for unsigned artists, and we're working on it all the time, trying to make that job easier. But because we really, really try to make all our information as accurate as possible, and the Google Maps to work and everything like that, there is a lot of data to be checked for venue to make sure that they are in the right region, in the right country, and they're not duplicates. So hopefully that's been done for all the major cities, all the major venues in London, Berlin, and New York.
Okay.
And adding those shows should be very simple. And if it's not, just let us know.
Great.
We'll try and change it. But yeah, we've been putting up stickers and going around with leaflets, so hopefully people are beginning to hear that way as well.
All right. You have to send us some. We'll send them out and put them in gift bags and send them out as prizes and things. I love stickers. We love stickers.
Stickers, badges, everything we can get.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, cool.
Well, then, and you guys have got some exciting web stuff happening as far as the translation stuff. Is there anything? What else have you guys got sort of planned for the new year and the next? What kind of stuff? Where are you going in the next year? LiveUnsigned.com.
Well, we were very pleased because we went on a web conference in Warsaw a couple of months ago, and we met the guys who run SoundCloud, and they're based in Berlin also. And well, it's good for us, good for them, because they're trying to attract more unsigned artists to their site, and our main weakness is our player, which is very, very crude at the moment. So with a bit of integration, we should have a much better we'll have a SoundCloud integrated player within the next few months, and users will be able to log in via their SoundCloud account. But I don't want to promise anything too quick, because it's going to take us a while. We do this in our weekends and late at night around our other work. So I would say within the next sort of 3 months, hopefully we'll be able to offer users a much better player.
Fantastic. I think we can all allow you a little bit of time, because all of us do this in our spare time and on weekends.
Exactly. And have
weekend warriors and all sorts. So. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, thanks very much for doing all this for all these independent artists. So it's fantastic. I mean, there are so few places, but if you look, they're there, and you guys are one of those places. So thanks very much.
Well, it's also come about from having, you know, great people that we can work with. I mean, we've got Matt Stevens, who's writing all these tips for unsigned bands on the blog which has been invaluable. We've had really nice comments coming back about how useful it's been to people to learn about new streaming and how to plan their recording sessions. So hopefully we can be useful in that way as well.
Matt is a certain. I mean, he was the one that hooked us up for this interview.
Exactly.
He's
certainly fantastic.
He just knows, and he's done it. I mean, that's one thing. He's had a lot of time to experiment and try different things, and he's really really sort of. Takes one thing and runs with it, and certainly has a lot of
that's
knowledge.
That's the one thing
cool.
I keep saying. I mean, often you get, I don't know, particularly a bit over 30s, they get a little bit despondent about it's struggling and become a bit negative. But he's been so much the proof of the pudding, hasn't he?
Yeah,
of managing to make it work and sustaining himself as a independent artist.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
When he's done, he'll be a fantastic manager for somebody, I think.
Yeah. The knowledge mustn't die. Yeah.
And I wanted to say as well, I think that if there's a promoter, if there is a manager, if there's a independent record label that has gigs and stuff, it's very easy for you to put your stuff on liveunsigned.com, and I certainly encourage not just artists like you were saying, but people that, you know, deal with multiple artists to utilize the site, because it's fantastic and a great resource. So,
and also hopefully we can be that little bit better than MySpace on listings, because I do notice that a lot of the information can often have typos or not linked through to the venue information directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of our stuff is moderated and double checked by people on a daily basis, so of course there will be the odd error due to it being open and wiki based, but it is moderated,
and that's what you guys do. I mean, MySpace does so many other things. You guys just do live unsigned music events. It's fantastic. So
yeah that's all.
Yeah,
that's enough.
It is. But thanks for coming on the show again, Elizabeth. It's great to have you.
And thank you very much.
We'll catch up with you in a couple months and see how SoundCloud is making your site sing and stuff like that. It'd be great to see it progress.
Yeah. Please come back. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That is a band that just submitted stuff to the show this week as well. They're called Aetiology, A-E-T-I-O-L-O-G-Y. Fantastic group that is doing some great instrumental stuff. I would imagine stuff that can really be easily put into, I don't know, music, commercials, what do they call that? Licensing, sequencing, stuff like that. Fantastic opportunity from them. That song is called Codex. And yeah, so good stuff from them. Big thanks to Elizabeth Wood and to Dan, but to Elizabeth Wood from liveunsigned.com for popping onto the show. Really appreciate that, and really appreciate what those guys are doing over there on the web. You got to promote the independent music. Got to get ways for people to go down and support it. And it's just good to, you know, got to know where it is. So it's fantastic little resources that they're creating there, and I certainly encourage you to go check it out and to go participate in the community that they're building over there. So I have a special treat for you now. Hopefully Rodrigo de Sá isn't going to play this, and if he is, that's all right, because it's a good song. And it is the it's a Christmas single that was done by a Portuguese band called Zero Killed. And they sent this to him last year. They recorded it specifically for him, for his show, for the Cowboy Cantor podcast. And he's so lovingly sent it on to us at Recharge Radio. So I'm going to play it now, because we've played only one Christmas song in the show so far, and it is getting near Christmas. So this one is, once again, it's Zero Killed, and this is Silent Night from the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks, Rodrigo.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round virgin mother in time.
From heaven above. found a place to settle with a wife to share. Hope one day to have little ones to run around to care. Got me a good green garden way out, stretched out to the fields. Pray to God every day a house be a home for you and me. So dear, hand me my shovel. So dear, hand me my bag. Kiss you and tell you I'll be home for supper time. Got beyond the factory, wore out railroad lines. Hell of a job for a married man, but the pay's just fine, fine. I know my love gets lonely. Hell, she oughta be sad. But when I get my next paycheck, things won't be so bad. So dear, hand me my shovel. So dear, hand me my bag. Kiss you and tell you I'll be home for supper time. Child to give you all the world and I own, I swear to you. So dear, hand me my shovel. So dear, hand me my bag. Kiss you and tell you I'll be home for supper time. When the leaves have fallen, when the sky is blue, I'll give you all the world and I hope, I swear.
Fantastic song. I can't believe I haven't played that yet. Jordan sent that around to us. That is a new Captain Kennedy single. It's called Supper Time. Just in time for Christmas time. Have you got all your gifts yet? I hope you have. If you haven't, you have, what is today? Today is the 15th, which means you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 shopping days until Christmas. If you count Sunday, some people count Sunday, some people don't count Sunday. So 9 shopping days till Christmas. Get on it, get after it. I think we have a couple gifts to get still, now that I think of it. I thought we were done, but I don't think we are. But that's how it goes. So do a quick check on your Christmas list and make sure you have all the people that you need to get gifts for. Don't forget anyone. Thank you once again to Jordan, as well as Peter Renzullo, who is does a lovely show before us called Close to Nowhere. If you haven't been there, check that out. And of course, in a little bit, in a few minutes' time, actually, is Rodrigo de Sá of the Ireland Music Show, which will be coming up in a minute. We're going to do one more track for you, or two more tracks. Let's sneak in two more. I think we have enough time to do two more. So, two more tracks for you. The first one of them coming from a band off of the. They're not on. I'm not quite sure if they're on Paper Garden Records or not yet. But Paper Garden Records is starting to do this thing called the Lovely Hearts Club, which is sort of the Lonely Hearts Club band sort of a thing. Bands that are doing things different, they're doing things interesting. It is a little PR company sending out to people like us here at HR's Radio and other radio stations that play music like this that is on the edge. So get over to papergardenrecords.com, check them out, or check out the Lovely Hearts Club and become a part of it, because it's a really interesting PR venture for independent music that I am full and wholeheartedly supporting. So this band is called I Heart Hiroshima off their new album called The Rip. This is Shaky Town on the Justin Wayne Show. Right, thanks once again to everyone. Merry Christmas to you all. I will do my best to do another show for next week, but if not, you may be hearing a repeat. We'll see. And as if you just haven't heard and don't remember, starting the 25th of January is the 12 Songs of Christmas. You can head to rechargeradio.com and subscribe. There's also a link on the justinwayneshow.com. It depends on where you want to go. It depends on what you like to do. But yes, come along, subscribe with us. That's going to be 12 singles that are going to be available for you over Christmas, starting Christmas Day. Only through the 7th. So make sure you subscribe soon so that you can be the first to get them and to get all of them. Collect all 12. Right. But yes, so Justin at rechargeradio.com, that's how you get a hold of me. You want to send me an email, let me know how things are going with you. We'd love to hear from you. Let's play one more song, and then Rodrigo de Sa of the Island Music Show will take us in to the 11 o'clock hour. This last tune comes to us from Minky. Minky went on tour with these guys. She did, she worked very closely with them, and has done some shows with them as well as the 50-Foot Woman. So fantastic stuff. This song is their Christmas single, which is going to charity. So do check out The Union, which is the band name, and get this song. It's called This Time Next Year. Thank you very much, and we will see you very soon. Once again, it's the Justin Wayne Show here on Recharge Radio.
Time next year, there'll be no more sorrow and no more tears. This time next year, you'll kick the doors apart and set the world on fire. This time next year, have everything our hearts desire. This time next year, this time.
independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.